This is a History with God Ministries Godcast Network featuring Frank and Christina Sasso. Visit us online at ahistorywithgod.com for articles, links, prophetic words, prayer requests, and other awesome resources. Be sure to join our mailing list to receive your free daily devotion right in your email every morning. They are sure to comfort, inspire, teach, and even challenge you in your walk with the Lord. And now, let's join the host of this Godcast, Frank Sasso.
Hi everyone, Christina here. This week is Frank preaching at Family Life Christian Fellowship in Turnersville, New Jersey. So enjoy the word being preached, already in progress.
To go before the Father and say, Father, I receive the forgiveness you already gave me for this sin 2,000 years ago. I recognize the fact that I dropped it. Lord, I received that forgiveness. I don't ask the Father to forgive me. I don't ask Him for forgiveness. Ever. Ever. Why? I'm already forgiven. God. Can I borrow your watch? Thank you. I go to the Father and I say, Lord, I receive the forgiveness you already gave me back on Calvary's cross. I now repent from that sin. And the word repent means to turn around. I turn around from that sin, face you once again, let's go. And he's like, come on. No, I'm sorry. I should have said this the right way. Sorry. So when I sin, I go to my room, or I go to my house, I lock the doors, I disconnect my phone, I cry, I wail, I moan, I groan, I'm sorry, Lord. I beg His forgiveness. And I go, Lord, please forgive me. Please forgive me, Lord, I'm so sorry about it. I stop eating for 3 days, I annoy everybody, whatever. Yeah, that's about right. I'm the righteousness of God. When I sin, I have a right to go before the Father and say, Father, I sinned, but I plead the blood. Amen. And he goes, you sin, what are you talking about? You're the righteousness of God. Yeah, but I dropped the ball, so I'm just using some of that forgiveness that you already gave. I'm applying it to my life, Lord, and I want to thank you for that forgiveness that you already gave me, Lord. I repent from that sin. He doesn't even need you to repent. What? Wait, what? I get the forgiveness. I get it. What do you mean he doesn't need you to repent? You don't even have to repent. No, when you repent, that's not for his sake. You're the righteousness of God.
It sounds to me like you're giving people, a license to sin.
I'm telling you, you're the righteousness of God. And any of you with kids, I hope you agree with me. Maybe you won't, maybe you will. I don't really care. I'm leaving today. Is that if my kid lied to me or sinned, I like to think this is how I would respond to him. Well, son, you sinned against me. Let's go get that bike you wanted. Wow. Now all the kids are saying, I like this guy. You want to adopt me? I've come home with you. I just wanted a bike. Why? Because I want to show my kid my relationship with him is more important than his behavior. I don't care about his behavior. If our relationship is right, behavior will take care of itself. I would bless him. I mean, yeah, I would teach him and train him, and I wouldn't chastise him. I would chasten him, which means tutor, train, teach. Look up some of these words. Don't just take it for granted what they mean. What we accuse God of doing with his kids, we would call difus on each other if we would accuse him. I mean, we accuse him of the same thing we accuse people of. Child abuse. We're his kids, right?
That's right.
Do you believe you've already received from him? You've already received forgiveness, right? Let me show you what it looks like when you don't believe that, okay? How about you watch for a minute? How about you watch? No. Can I borrow the watch, really? I already have it? What do you mean? Can I borrow the watch? Come on. Please, Pastor Larry, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to keep it good. I'm going to clean it. I'm going to make sure nothing happens to it. I'll take good care of it, okay? Can I have it? Can I please have it? Listen, I won't eat for 3 days. I'll do whatever you want. I'll mow your lawn. Please, let me borrow your watch. I know I already have it. I get that. But I just, can I just like have it like now? I need it now. Did you catch that? Some people say,
well, do you believe God heals today?
No. He doesn't heal today. He already healed you. You're already gone. Oh, really? Well, how come I still, my knee still bothers me? Well, just because you haven't gotten the revelation that you're holding Pastor Larry's watch. That's what that means. Check your pockets. You're already healed. Well, I'm feeling pain! Yeah, I know. You have an enemy who wants to make him look like a jerk. And kill you! It's nothing personal. He just wants you dead. He wants you off this planet. Out of his hair. You're already healed. You're already prospered. And the book of John says, you know all things. John, you already have every bit of information that you need to not only live till you're 150 years old, but to know what to do in any situation whatsoever like that. You're a Google screen ready to go. Just type in what you need. Wait a second, and you'll get a bunch of boom, boom, boom results and know what to do. You have my Holy Spirit in you. I love you. I love you so much. There's nothing you can do. You are not a disappointment to him. There's nothing you can... He's not disappointing you. You are his sons and daughters in whom he is well pleased. So much to know, I don't know, die for you? To keep you out of hell? Shoot, man.
Glory.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, you are on a launching pad. The stage is set right now. Don't be afraid. Don't be upset. Because when we come back here in 3 months, I want to see some people filled with some joy. And I'll tell you what. The joy is supposed to be what? Your strength, right? Oh, how am I supposed to get this strength? You get it from the joy. Well, how do I get joy? Here's an idea. If you praise him, you will have the joy to use as your strength. Well, before you agree with me, why are you agreeing with that so quickly? What does that even mean? What does it mean?
Well, it means that the joy is my strength.
When you praise him, what happens? Well, the Bible that I read says that he inhabits the praises of his people. So when we praise him, he's like, oh, I like that. Well, don't you feel good when people are talking good about you? Don't you want to be around those people? You inhabit the praises of people that are talking nice about you. You want to hang out with them. I like these people. They talk good about me. I like this. Okay, we're made in his image. Just don't get into pride. That can get a little hairy, but forget that. He'll inhabit the praises of his people. Now, once he inhabits the praises of his people, what else does the Bible say? In his presence, there's fullness of joy. Okay, so how do I get the joy? Oh, well, if I praise him, he'll inhabit the praises, he'll be here. So if I'm in his presence, that's where the fullness of joy is in his presence. So I can just use that joy, that'll be my strength, upon which to stand upon the wiles of the devil. It's not complicated. It's really not. But I'll tell you right now, it's a launching pad. Right now, today, my wife and I, we say this every day. I'm expecting my greatest blessing ever right now, today, because great grace is upon us both. We say that every single day. Sometimes she'll say, like we're in the car, and she goes this way, I go this way. We meet at the stop sign. She goes, I'm expecting my greatest blessing ever. You know, because great grace is upon us both. See you later. Right? Say this with me. I'm expecting my greatest blessing ever.
My greatest blessing ever.
Right now.
Right now.
Today.
Today.
Because great grace is upon us all.
Is upon us all.
I'm expecting my greatest blessing
right now
today
because great grace
is upon us both. You know, I have to repeat every word. I'm expecting
my greatest blessing
ever
today
because great grace
is upon us both.
Brother Frank is awesome. Like this. Anyway, kind of to wrap up. It's a launching pad. The stage is set. Because our King is a King of glory. He's a King of might. He's a King of compassion. He loves to laugh. He loves to laugh. And he wants his kids to have a good time. Kenneth Copeland once said that the Lord gave him a word saying that if it hadn't been for sin, I never would have had a serious thought. That's the Lord talking. I believe that. You serve a good God.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, this is the God. God has you lined up for a place that the time is now. Your time is now. You're not waiting on him. He's waiting on you. You're going to step out. You're going to witness to people. It's going to be second nature. I'm telling you, mark my words, write this down. You're going to watch it happen. People that you normally would have been intimidated by, people that you normally wouldn't even know what to say to, the Holy Spirit is going to fill your mouth. He's going to put words in your mouth. You're going to get words of knowledge, words of wisdom on how people should be living their lives. You're going to tell them stuff that they didn't even know about themselves. They're going to believe you. You're going to give them stuff. You're going to tell them stuff about their life that no one knows. You're going to be able to tell them dreams they had the previous night. They're going to say, well, what are you, psychic? Are you psychic? You're going to say, no, I'm not psychic. I'm a servant of Jesus Christ. I'm his brother, and I'm his father's son in Jesus' name. You are going to hit the highways, the streets, the malls, the movie theaters, the parking lots. Everywhere you go is holy ground. It's taken for the Lord. I'll tell you right now, my God is turning things around. He's the Lord. How many know he's the Lord? He's the God of turning things around. He's going to turn it around. He's going to show you how to sow. He's going to show you how to reap. He's going to show you how to invest. He's going to show you how to harvest. Well, I want to buy a house. Well, I guess, okay, Lord, I want to buy a house. Well, I guess we go to the world system and we apply for a mortgage. And well, take a second to first at least acknowledge him. Maybe he wants you to get the house with no mortgage. Maybe he wants to give you the money to buy a house. It's debt-free, mortgage-free. We live in New Jersey. No mortgage.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. We bought our house. We wrote a check and bought our house. Why not? We should have bags of money all over the place. Not to buy yourself 9 Cadillacs. Although, you know what? What's wrong with that? What do you want? Fear of excess? You pray for stuff all the time. But then what happens is you see something so abundant that it blows your mind and you can't handle it. It's like, well, okay, 2 cars is good, but the 9 cars, well, that's greed. No, we have an abundant God. Amen. We have a rich God.
Yes.
Yes, man.
But it's not all for you. Right. When something overflows, it comes off the cup and starts splashing onto others.
Praise God.
So when you're in a church and the pastor is talking about we got to do a fundraiser, we got to wash cars, we got to do some kind of... Man, forget that stuff, man. You in the back, write a check, say, hey, pastor, how much you need? 20 grand? Here you go. Keep preaching. I got the check right here. Keep preaching. What is going on? Why are we broke? Shoot, I'm going to drive around in some jalopy, two-tone, white and rust. What is that? Oh, he's a servant of the Most High God. Can't you tell? Look at what he drives. A piece of crap. Can't pay his bills. Is sick every other day. Oh, the Lord is trying to teach me something. No, he's not. He's not trying to teach you something. Because if you believe he's trying to teach you something, then I'm going to tell you what got me kicked out of 2 churches. Both of us. If he's trying to teach you something by keeping you sick, then why take medicine? If you think you're in his will, then why take medicine? Let the sickness run its course, learn something, and then you'll be in the... There you go. You learn something. What'd you learn? I learned that I was already healed. Don't you say ever, ever, that anything evil is of God. Ever.
Yeah, that's right. Amen.
God loves you.
Question. You have them. Let's open up the mailbag in today's Godcast Q&A.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to yet another Godcast Q&A. I cannot believe it's already July 2013.
Summer's almost over.
Ooh.
It's too hot.
Well, we are back on a weekly basis.
Yay!
With the podcast. No one cares if Frank sleeps, apparently.
As long as I sleep, we're all right.
There you go. Because when Chris ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. All right. Very, very, very important announcement.
Dun, da, da, da.
Thank you for that fanfare. Next Sunday, July 14th.
Bastille Day.
Bastille Day. What is the significance of... What is Bastille Day?
Bastille Day is kind of known as the beginning of the French Revolution, when the French common people stormed the Bastille, which was a fortress that held political prisoners and they thought held ammunition and gunpowder.
Okay.
And it was the start of the French Revolution.
So this has nothing to do with us.
No.
However...
Freedom!
It just happens to land on Bastille Day when I'm about to announce. Next Sunday, July 14th, Bastille Day, we are offering the book, The Believer's Position in Righteousness and Authority, on Amazon.com. It will be available for free. That's right.
How much?
Free.
What?
Free. No cost.
Well, see, that ties in with freedom on the Bastille Day.
I guess.
All right. It's kind of like their 4th of July.
Oh, okay.
Yes. It's kind of like their Boston Tea Party.
But the French have really nothing to do with this particular promotion, announcement,
no, whatever. No, no. They're not sponsoring us in any way.
Yeah, the French, this podcast is not sponsored by the French and right. or any French ties or anything like that. Anyway, you can download the book for free. Here's the only thing we ask. When you download it, after you read it, please leave a review in the review section. It really helps with the search results and it helps in the book's rating on Amazon. And here's the very important thing. You don't need a Kindle to download and read the book. You can go onto our website. We're going to give some links on how you can get a free Kindle reader, a cloud reader, any of that stuff to read the book so that, again, you don't need a Kindle to read the book. Cool? Cool. Please make sure to review it.
Merci beaucoup.
Merci beaucoup. Okay. We're going to jump right into the comments and questions. Here we go. Number one is entitled Adorable. I love Frank's dad. He sounds so adorable. Does he really play sports after heart surgery? Well, Dad, what do you say?
I had my surgery on March 29th, and I told the doctor, you know, I got to be ready by June 1st, because that's when all the sports begin here. And sure enough, June 1st, I started playing bocce, shuffleboard, ping pong, and I'm doing great in all of them. I'm doing great. In fact, in the bocce, we even won the Olympics, and ping pong is coming up in about 2 weeks. Okay, I also forgot to mention pickleball. This is a new sport that is starting to catch up all around the country. It's played on a court a little smaller than a tennis court, and it's played with a whistle ball, and it's a great game. A lot of people are getting into it, and thank God I'm going to get into it as soon as our courts are renewed over here. And that's about it. All I can say is thank you, Lord. Thank you for being with me all this time. Thank you, Lord. And I want to thank the caller for calling me adorable. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Okay. Okay, next question. Is Christina going to do all of the Romans highlights as Godcasts? Chris?
That is my plan.
Hmm.
Yes, I want to do that. So,
so you're going to take all the...
All the articles, and I'm going to make them into podcasts. I know we have a lot of Godcasts in the queue.
Right.
So I know those, the ones in Romans ones, will be coming up
yes.
in amongst those.
Cool. All right, so that's coming up. So the answer is yes.
Yes.
And now this person is elated.
Yay!
Thank you, elated.
Glad I can elate you.
That guy Terrence Clark can sing. I almost cried listening to him do Midnight Cry. Well, I did cry, so... And then I had to preach, which wasn't easy.
Yes, he can sing.
Terrence let it rip, man. He was good.
Yes.
That was an anointed
song. And it was
song.
Even better in person.
It really was, yeah. YouTube doesn't do it much justice. Although the words in front of him, that would have been cool had that been live.
That would have been weird. Where would they have floated?
I don't know, but it just would have been cool to see.
Like up on the screen.
Maybe. No, yeah, sure, right. On the screen. That's that's
floating
right.
Floating in midair.
Yeah. No, on the screen, yeah.
Do that.
Yeah, that's right, on the screen. I saw on the website that there are teaching videos coming. When will that be? Are they free? Are they Godcast? Are they free? I didn't even think of charging them, but thanks for that idea.
Oh, no. They're free.
Of course
it's
they're
Bastille
free.
Bastille Day!
Hey! Bastille Day!
Everything is free.
On Bastille Day? When will that be? They are coming. They're pretty much almost done. They just have to be posted to YouTube with some links and stuff like that. But they are coming in the next week or so. They should be up there, and you could see what we did with the church in Turnersville, New Jersey, which was awesome. Pastor Larry and Pastor Yvonne Clark, they were so encouraging and such a blessing to us. Terrence Clark, his wife Linda, who loves coffee, and who tried to give me a hard time. But she's very cool, too.
So we'd like to give a shout-out to the folks over in Turnersville, New Jersey at
Family Life Christian Fellowship.
How you guys doing? How many more people have gotten into the kingdom because you guys went out there?
That's
you
right.
You did some job.
And you better watch it because we're coming back very, very soon. End of September. We expect to see some people not only saved but ready to be discipled. Cool? Cool. Next question. Oh, this is appropriate. How do I get Frank and Christina to come to our church to preach? Go on the website.
ahistorywithgod.com.
Click on contact.
And then just send us your information.
And we will contact you and set something up. Sound good?
Sounds good to me.
Hey, when is Tim coming on again? I don't know when Tim is coming on again. Again, we have these people in their own separate closets upstairs in our house. We'll pull them out when we have time. Tim is coming back.
Yes.
Don't panic. Oh, and here's one that we always love, and I'm saying love.
I love it.
Love too. To hear.
Love it.
My brother got saved last week.
My favorite thing.
My brother got saved last week listening to the David Smithers recordings and loves Christina teaching on Not for Justification and all the other ones. Thank you so much for the ministry. Let me tell you, that is really one of the main reasons we do Godcasts.
It's the main reason we do anything, I think. But I love hearing those testimonies of people who are part of the family and imagining all the angels rejoicing.
Amen.
For that one person.
Oh, it's so good. Well, this was a short Q&A this month, which is cool because it's summer and it's hot.
It's very hot.
So we're going to...
Any churches in Maine that would like to see
yeah. Maine, the colder months will be glad to come.
The Arctic, the
tundra,
the North Pole,
that's all cool.
Alaska.
No pun intended. that's cool, no pun intended. So be sure, July 14th.
Bastille Day!
Get onto the website. Get your book. It's free. But leave us a 5-star review. That's right. I'm saying what I want. I want a 5-star review, and I want it now! The listeners should do that. Anyway, so we love you guys, and we will see you next month for the Godcast Q&A. We love you, and until next week...
Next week, every week,
stay blessed!
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast from A History with God Ministries. This teaching is a powerful ministry tool that you can use to experience the power of God in your life. Thank you again for listening and for helping us reach the world with the love of Jesus. Sign up for your free daily devotion today at ahistorywithgod.com and click on contact. Type in your name and email address and you'll be all set. A History with God Ministries, seeing, hearing, remembering. Mark chapter 8, verse 18. Until next time, stay in the blessing.